Dan?
Mm-hmm.
What is your surname?
My surname would be Sir Dan.
Boy, he's the best. It is the Conway and Whitman show. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live on 97.1, the FM talk station. Nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, buddy. That was from Stump the Monkey last night.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that again without the music.
Can we over again?
This is when Brian Whitman had asked Malibu Dan last night during the Stump the Monkey, what is your surname? And here's his response.
Dan,
mm-hmm.
What is your surname?
My surname would be Sir Dan.
I'm glad to see that we were able to bring the turnaround with us during our move so we could play back those hot audio.
All right, gang, it's time for Two Truths and a Lie. We're going to give you three statements. Two of them are true, and one of them is a filthy, made-up lie. If you guess the lie, and Brian will help you with mine, and I'll help you with Brian's, you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Wes Craven's Red Eye.
I've seen the billboards for this Red Eye movie. This looks like a great flick.
It's starring Rachel McAdams and Cillian Murphy. Is that right? Cillian Murphy?
I guess so.
Screening this Tuesday night at the Pacific Theaters in Pasadena.
Oh, cool. That's actually a nice place to see a movie. This is the slug line on this movie. We talked last night about the importance of the slug line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Fear Takes Flight.
I think it's the Paseo Pacific Theaters, isn't it, out there? When does it open? What's the date on that, the bottom there?
Red Eye opens in theaters August 19th.
August 19th.
The Paseo Pacific Theaters in Pasadena.
All right, gang. If you can correctly identify the lie, you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to the big movie. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And Sprint PCS pound 971. You want to start?
I think you should start.
All right. Here we go.
You ask me every week if I should start.
Well, one week, I always want to, make the offer.
Right. Well, one week I'm going to surprise and say, yeah, I'll start. But I think, Conway and Whitman, I think you should lead, as I've said before.
I tell you something.
Jay Leno here, Lee.
Of course. I like Tim Conway Jr. He's a good guy.
All right. Two of these are true. One of them is an outright lie. Let's see if Casey can identify. Casey in Rancho Cucamonga, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right, dude. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Two of these are true. One of them ain't true. At 15 years old, I took my coin collection to the bank and cashed it in for face value. Number two, I wrote a song that is currently registered with BMI.
Hmm.
Number three, my uncle lit a bonfire that burned my mother's sailboat to the ground. Two of those are true. One of them is a lie. And we lost Casey. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Monterey Park, you're on the air.
Yeah. Can you repeat the three?
Are true.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, turn your radio down, buddy.
Oh, it's off.
All right. At 15, I took my coin collection to the bank and cashed it in for face value. Number two, I wrote a song that is currently registered with BMI. Number three, my uncle lit a bonfire and burned my mother's sailboat to the ground.
I'm going to go with number three.
Number three.
You think that's the lie?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have to join you on that because I definitely could see you cashing in your coin collection for face value. Okay. And I know that there are some musicians in your family, so maybe you partnered up with an uncle or something on writing a song. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Steve and say that the third statement is the lie.
All right, here we go. Here is a true statement. I did write a song that is registered with BMI.
Wow.
Yeah. Then why?
Tell us a little bit about the song.
It's actually a song about pleasuring yourself. So I'm not sure we can play it on the air.
What was your inspiration for this particular ditty?
Goofy, just sort of an idiot sitting around.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unemployed.
How long did it take you to write the song?
About a day.
About a day?
I'll play it for you. We can't play it on the air anymore. It's unbelievable.
When your friend and mine, Rick Dees, comes in to do the show, he said he would. He'll tell us a story about writing Disco Duck.
In about an hour.
Is that right?
Wrote it in about an hour.
Oh, that's pretty
good. Amazing, these stories of people writing these songs.
All right, so that is a true statement. I wrote a song that's currently registered with BMI. Here's another true statement. My uncle lit a bonfire that burned my mother's sailboat to the ground.
Jeez.
That is a true statement. She had a sailboat. She had a 28-foot Lark wooden sailboat in the back of his property as she had kept it there. And it was probably worth $15,000,
$16,000.
Wow. A beautiful wooden, you know, teak boat. It was just unbelievable. And he lit a bonfire. some of the sparks made their way into the wood, and it burned to the ground.
Wow. Man.
But the lie is that when I was 15, I took my coin collection to the bank and cashed in for face value. I did not do that. But I like the fact that all of you think I'm stupid enough to do it.
Yeah, we all think you'd do that. Steve is not a winner.
Thanks, Steve.
How'd Mom take the bonfire news, the sailboat news?
She was rather pissed off at everybody over that. It wasn't just Jerry, my Uncle Jerry Dalton, who took it in the shorts for that one.
Is Uncle Jerry the guy who wrote the John Kerry song?
No, that's my Uncle Danny.
I see.
Who wrote that song.
Your mom's general condition was upset with people, right? That was her normal condition.
She woke up upset with people.
All right. So this didn't help things.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to talk to Andy here in Orange County?
Yeah,
let's do it. Andy, you're on 97.1.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, dude. Thanks for calling. All right. Here we go.
Two truths and a lie. I attended a six-week clown school and learned the skills of juggling, balloon shaping, and ventriloquism.
All right.
The last fist fight I had was more than 20 years ago. Okay. I have stopped going to Winchell's nightly because a couple of mornings ago I almost vomited. Two of those statements are true. One is a lie.
All right. Let's talk to Casey here. Where did Casey go?
We had Alex. Didn't we have Alex?
Oh, do you have Alex? No, I think we had... Well, let's go with Andy here.
Andy, I'm sorry. We had Andy.
Andy, you on with us?
Tim, can I get some assistance?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I think is the truth, or the lie.
Okay.
I think that he did stop going to Winchell's. I think that he did get into a fight. I think, number one, clown school is a lie.
That's what I was going with. That's my gut reaction.
All right. I think we're on to something here, Bubba.
All right. Let's get to a true statement. The last fist fight I had was more than 20 years ago. Hmm. I won, however.
Is that right?
Eddie McCauley, I took him down. I was about 11 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the fight over? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. I think like a wiffle ball game or something.
Kicked his ass?
Yeah, I really did. Hmm. So I have a winning streak going, you know, so I don't want to blow it. It is also true that I have stopped attending Winchell's because on one recent morning, I got about 7:20 in the morning and was about to vomit and did the walk around. You know, you walk around the bedroom a little bit. You kind of go in the bathroom. You look at the toilet as if, you know, you might have to vomit.
Now, how many donuts did you have before that happened?
Oh, that was about a 4-donut night. But, you know, you have a 4-donut night followed by a 3-donut night. You throw in a 6-donut night.
Yeah.
And eventually that's going to catch up with you.
All of a sudden you're at a baker's dozen and you're about to pass out.
It is a lie. I did not go to a six-week clown school. That did not happen.
All right. Andy in Orange County, congratulations. You and I have won the game and you get tickets to the movies. You're going to the movies, dude. It's unbelievable, huh? All right. Here, two truths, one lie. Here we go. All right. Let's go with this one here. Let's talk to... let's talk to Ari in Los Angeles. Hey, Ari, you there?
Ari, that's right, yeah.
Hey, how are you, dude?
Hi, Ari.
Hey, doing good, man.
All right, man. All right, here we go. Two of these are true, and one of them is an outright lie. You ready?
Okay.
All right. I own one pair of socks that are not white.
Okay.
My wife recently inherited $135,000. Number three, the first show I did at 97.1, the FM talk station, I was both drunk and stoned.
You too.
Well,
one of them is an outright lie.
Mm-hmm.
You want some help, Ari?
Yeah, sure. What kind of socks is he wearing?
I think, you know, Conway has said on the air that he has one suit. So I suspect that it's probably true that he has one pair of socks that are not white to go with that suit in the rare event that it is a death or something that he puts the suit
That's
on.
That's the only reason I put it on.
Right.
Okay. So I think, he's wearing white socks, or he's wearing...
Yeah, he's wearing white socks right now.
Okay. That's helpful.
I think that he probably did do his first show here drunk and stoned because... Because I heard that show. I think that's probably true. I don't think it just doesn't seem like Conway luck for his wife to inherit $135,000. So I think that's got to be false.
All right.
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that as the lie.
Yeah. All right. Here's a true statement. I own one pair of socks that aren't white. I have one pair of black socks.
And you put them on with the suit.
Yeah. When I have to put that suit on. When somebody dies, that suit goes on.
How's that suit fitting?
Could use a little attention. But I tell you something. I don't wear it for anything else. I don't wear it to go out.
Jennifer never wants you to go somewhere and says, hey, why don't you put a jacket on?
Nah, we don't do that. I don't go to weddings. I don't go to I'll go to a funeral. I'll throw that suit on.
Do you prefer funerals to weddings? I do, actually.
Nah, I prefer neither. But weddings or funerals are always much shorter.
That's why I prefer them. And weddings are loud.
Yeah.
Funerals are very quiet.
I'm always awkward at a wedding. I never know who to talk to or where to sit or what to do.
Well, they usually
because I don't dance.
Join the club. They usually have that little name place thing where, you know, you and Jennifer go up and says, Mr. and Mrs. Conway. You take that, it says table three or whatever.
Yeah, but then, you know, three of my buddies with their wives are too burnt to show up, so I'm sitting at a table by myself with my wife.
Does Jennifer like to dance?
Yeah, she loves dancing. Just not with me.
She ever pull you up there?
She tries to, yeah. Tries to get my ass up
it?
There. Yeah, I don't dance. The first show I did at 97.1 FM Talk Station, I was drunk and I was stoned. I was bummed. Yes.
We got a winner.
You got yourself a winner. My wife has not inherited a dime.
Yahoo! I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know whether I'm supposed to be excited or not excited. I'm excited.
I think it's pretty exciting because that means everybody in your life is still alive.
There we go.
Not a dime.
Good point.
No inheritance. All right. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
You got tickets to the movies, and you're going to see Red Eye. There you go.
Looks like a really good movie, dude. Have fun there.
All right, Brian Whitman, two truths and a lie.
Angeline came to my 30th birthday party. For the last few years, I have dressed up as Santa Claus and entertained my friend's children on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I have over $300 in Spearmint Rhino bucks in my glove box.
Hmm.
Two of those statements are true. One is a lie.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to CJ in Ontario. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, CJ.
Hi, CJ.
How you guys doing tonight?
All right, man. Has everyone ever said this to you? F you, CJ.
I'm thinking
All right. All right. You got three statements here. $300 worth of rhino money, Spearmint Rhino.
In the glove box.
Number two is you dress up as Santa. Number one is Angeline.
You know, she's the blonde. She drives the pink.
And she showed up at your 30th birthday party?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say that that's true because you probably celebrated your 30th birthday working for either Seacrest or D's, and that seems like a no-brainer, like everybody's birthday. Hey, can we call Angeline?
All right, let's get Angeline over here. She is number one.
So you think that's true?
I have a feeling that I think that they think that that's still entertaining. I know it's somewhat of an insult, but I think that that's true. Number two, the Santa thing or the rhino bucks? I'm going to say you do not have $300 worth of rhino bucks in your glove compartment. I'm going to say that's the lie. What do you think, CJ?
I think he does. I think his OCD is bad enough where he won't let that clutter be in his glove box.
So you think that's the lie?
I think that he does not have that in his glove box.
Yeah, I don't think he does either. I think he's and by the way, if he says that that's true, I'd like to take a walk out to the car.
You can let me know.
Yeah, because I think that's BS. I don't think this guy. I think now, if it was $300 worth of Chippendales dollars,
I could see that happening.
You guys done?
Sorry, Brian.
We're done insulting you. Go ahead.
Here's a true statement. For the last few years on Christmas Eve, I have dressed up as Santa Claus and I have entertained.
Yes. Well, then we're winners, man, because with between D's and Seacrest, at Angelina's a shoo-in.
It is also true that I have over $300.
Oh, is that right?
No.
In Spearmint Rhino.
Are you
rhino
kidding
bucks
me?
In the
Go
glove
the car,
box.
Tim.
Wait a minute.
No, I was at the Rhino in Van Nuys.
How long ago?
Maybe 6 months ago. And, you know, I was getting into it.
How do you get a rhino dollar?
You take a credit card. And they give you, it's like Vegas chips. It's like poker chips or, you know, casino gambling chips.
Wow.
And that's, those are rhino bucks.
And they're as good as dollars.
It's money. It's cash.
Right.
And they're about maybe $350 that I didn't get to. They closed the place down.
Wait a minute. How much did you spend?
A lot of money.
$1,000?
Yeah, I spent $1,000.
In how long a period of time?
Like 3 hours.
What is going on with you? $1,000.
I like to enjoy myself.
Evidently.
But I couldn't spend
it
all.
How many lap dances do you get in the back room?
With the VIP room.
Yes.
I think you get in there for, I think, is it?
How much did you take out?
Is it 120? Is it 120? Or is it, you know, it's like, you have to go in there for three dances. Right. I think it's $120 or 200 something.
But how much did you take out on your credit card?
No, I hit it for about $1,000.
$1,000.
There's a surcharge if you get the rhino bucks. Maybe I hit it for like $1,100.
And they give you extra rhino dollars?
No.
They give you fewer rhino dollars.
To use your credit card, it costs, you know, if you want $300 in rhino bucks, it might cost you $330. Right. Just off the top of my head.
Now, can you take your rhino dollars and try to get into Disneyland with them?
No, they're not accepted at other businesses.
They're not.
You have to bring it back to the rhino. So I'm ready to go.
Could you sell your rhino bucks to somebody in the parking lot with sweatpants and no underpants?
Probably I could do that. Probably if I wanted the cash back, I could probably do a deal.
By the way, what is your dress when you go to a strip bar?
I like
to. Do you wear jeans?
Sometimes.
Ah, I shouldn't wear jeans. Girls don't like it when you wear jeans.
Because of the...
a little friction. You know?
Yeah, I usually, you know, maybe...
And a lap dance. They sit on your lap and they... You know.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear a... You know, Tim, a guy like me, maybe I roll in a pair of Dockers.
All right. What a treat. All right. So you nailed this there, buddy. You got it.
Angeline did not come to my... No, he lost, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I was just saying, you nailed us. He lost.
Angeline did not come to my 30th birthday party. Mm,
see, I thought that was a shoe. And Rick D's, I mean, that's... Isn't that a layup?
I don't know. I mean,
that would be his idea every year.
No.
Of surprise.
No.
Let's get Angeline.
She is so talented. What exactly does she do?
All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, more Two Truths and a Lie. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. I was going for it. It is Conway and Whitman on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. You know, I got that taken care of, huh? You know what station you're listening to, and you know who you're listening to.
No, you know, it's good. You get the station business, as we say, out of the way. The call letters, the dial position, show. I mean, you really...
Pretty good at that stuff, huh?
Yeah, you just really backed that up.
All right, gang, we're playing Two Truths and a Lie. Two of these are true, one of them is a lie. Is it my turn or your turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, you went with the Angeline. Yeah. All right. Folks, if you'd like to play along at home, you can do that. If you'd like to call us, and if you win, you're going to get tickets to Red Eye. Is that McIntyre's show?
The old Red Eye. L Flight 790. How are you?
Theater's August 19th, the Red Eye.
The Red Eye is... It's kind of weird. It's about a fear takes flight. It's like a plane crash or something.
Right.
How about that story yesterday?
Oh, the plane crash is amazing, huh?
Isn't
that a bigger story? You know, they said there was severe damage to that plane. That looks like a total job.
If you ever thought that the news media really gravitated toward negative stories, this proves it. We have a miracle story.
Right.
It's a good news miracle.
It's beyond miracles.
It really is.
It has never happened in the history of aviation.
And it is being buried by the media. Had 200 people, 100 people, 50 people, 10 people died on that plane, be all over the place.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We have a good news story, and the media runs away from it.
Well, also, I think there were Frenchmen, so nobody cared either way.
Well, that's one perspective.
The French, I heard there was a dilemma. They got to the door, and they were. It was a toss-up between... staying in there where there are balls of burning jet fuel and jumping out into the rain and risking getting wet.
Took a while to
thank you very much,
make
folks.
That call.
The Air France insults are coming in. All right, gang, two truths and one lie.
Well, you know, you call 100,000 Frenchmen with their hands up.
No.
The Army.
Hey!
Come on!
We'll be opening up at the Laugh Factory.
You know how many Frenchmen it took to defend Paris?
Not many.
No, no, it's never happened. Hey,
wow, look at you, dude.
Hey, come on.
You still writing for Leno?
Still writing, yeah. Hey, gentlemen. How about that?
I heard a pretty good joke on Leno last night.
His jokes are great.
Yeah,
the monologue
really
strong.
Is good.
It's always strong.
It's the best. But I heard him say, you know, they buried King Fahd in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
He goes, I wouldn't believe they struck oil.
They give him a drum. They give him a
little
solid
joke.
Yeah, it's a solid joke. You know, it's funny. You look at the monologue on The Tonight Show. I mean, how many jokes do you think? He must tell 30 jokes.
He must. And they're all pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, it really is. It's the best monologue around.
And I told you, I've been to the taping of The Tonight Show.
Right.
A lot.
A lot. Like a creepy amount of times.
Yeah, like stalker amount of times.
Okay. Two truths and one lie. You ready?
Do I have pizza on my chin? Because you're wiping your chin as if to suggest it.
Babu. No, I wipe my chin because it itched. Not that you have pizza on your face. My wife does that. If I scratch my eye, she'll scratch hers. Do I have something on it? Is there something on my eye?
Well, you rubbed your chin two times. You were looking at me, so I'm thinking I got something on my chin.
I just rubbed my chin.
Oh, sorry. Do I remind you too much of your wife?
Two truths and a lie. Number one, Brian's the most irritating radio partner I've ever had.
Let's get to the lies. Okay. I really think that's unfair. That's rather mean.
Well, that was the design.
I see.
I mean, you know, that comment wasn't designed to, you know,
that was not
to make people happy or you happy. No.
By the way, we're coming up on the 2-month mark.
Yes, here we are.
Have we honeymoon over, Tim?
Just easy. Just keep your stuff over there.
People should hear the message you left on my machine today. Get out of goddamn bed. Screaming
at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m.
Screaming at me to get out of bed.
Yeah, get out of that sack. What? I know you're still in that bed.
What is wrong
with
you?
You were in that bed.
Yeah, I was in that bed.
You were sleeping at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Were you sleeping at 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Wow. What a life. You got like a Hollywood life going.
I got to bed very late.
You have like a James Cagney, you know, Bel Air Country Club, 1940s Hollywood lifestyle going over there.
I really don't know that that's quite accurate, but I do sleep in an awkward schedule.
Yeah.
But
all right, here we go. We got to do this real quick before we've actually taken a whole break without doing one.
All right.
You know.
I'll be quiet. Go.
All right. All right, here it is, gang. I've had a car repoed from my yard. I've had my car, I should say, repoed from my yard. Number two, Malibu Dan came up with the phrase hot talk. Number three, I have $1,300 on me.
$1,300! $1,300, my God.
All right, one of those is an outright lie. Mike in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, dude, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
Mike, what's the lie?
I'd probably have to go with, probably $1,300. I don't think he has $1,300 on him.
I'm totally with you. There's no way you carrying $1,300 right now.
He would have lost it in the track by now.
Right. That's right. It wouldn't have lasted until showtime.
Yeah. Would you believe $13?
That's
more like
it. All right, this is true. I've had a car repoed from my own yard. I had a 1987 Pulsar that I could make the payments on. Knocked on the door at 2 a.m. They said, we're taking your car, and I just threw the keys out the slot. There you go, boys.
Without a fight?
Nah, who cares? Take it away. Number two, Malibu Dan did come up with the phrase hot talk. He coined that phrase hot talk. Isn't that wild? Number three is a lie. I don't have $1,300 on me. I don't have $1,300 at home. I barely have $1,300 in my checking account.
Hey, any DVDs or anything?
Nah, get out of here, jackass. You're getting movie tickets, dude.
Oh, okay.
All right, man. You know a movie?
Okay, that's fine.
You know what movie you're going to?
Rarely.
Are you a human being?
Oh, yeah. I just work a lot.
All right. You're okay, though?
A little tired?
A little bit.
All right, dude. All right, hold on a sec. It sounds like he's exhausted, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like he's, you know, beaten down a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, Malibu Dan said he already knows the porno version of Red Eye.
Yeah.
You still writing for Leno, too?
You're hotter than hell tonight, Tim. You're on fire tonight.
Get out of here, jackass. flip me off. All right, it is Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., and Brian. I know, Brown Eye. All right, Jesus Christ.
No, we got it. We
all
got
right,
it.
Danny, please. We're on 97.1 the FM Talk Station. It's the Conway and Whitman Show on 97.1 the FM Talk Station. Brian Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. here, live each and every weekday from, or weeknight from 8 to 11 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, yes, I'm as well. All right, you got two truths and a lie?
Yeah, here we go. Two of these statements are true. One is a lie.
All right, here we go.
And if you correctly guess the lie, you will go see Red Eye.
Right.
Fear Takes Flight.
There you go.
The only time I ever went skiing, I fell off the lift.
You fell off the actual lift, the chairlift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I voted against San Fernando Valley secession.
Oh. If that's true, I'm going to punch you in the face. All right, what's number three?
I have never broken a bone in my body.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Jason in Lake Forest. You're on the air. How are you, dude?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Hi, Jason.
All right, I need a little help from you.
All right. I'll tell you, I think the lift ticket, I mean, the lift, falling off the lift is true.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a skier. And that's what, you know, people do, and then they never go back.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would say that he's a Democrat, so he probably voted against secession, incredibly enough.
Okay.
Never broken a bone in his body. You know what? I'm going to...
Tough one, isn't it?
I think number two is the lie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because everybody knows he's a Democrat, and that's... sort of what Democrats do. I think he voted for secession because he lives in the Valley, too.
Yeah,
he's one of those elitist white guys.
I'm still sitting here.
I'm sorry.
I'll go with number two.
All right, I think it's number two. All right, here we go.
All right, guys, it's true that the only time I ever went skiing, I fell off the lift.
See, that's what a lot of people do, and they never go back. So I thought that might be true.
It was Crested Butte, Colorado. I was a teenager. My mom and dad said, this Christmas we're all going skiing.
Hmm.
And I was up there on the lift, and the dismount where you come off the lift, right off.
You went skiing in Utah?
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
The whole family went from New York to Colorado?
Yeah, it was nice. That was our Christmas one year.
Wow. Must be nice, that money, huh?
Well, you know, it was just, no. I mean, we don't have money.
I grew up with money.
My dad's a retired cop, you know. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, we went to Disney World, we went to Colorado, we had a nice vacation. We camped a lot. We went camping a lot.
Yeah, I wish I had money when I was a kid.
Right.
What, Danny?
You had a lot of money, Tim.
Oh.
A lot.
All right.
Your dad had four different buildings.
All right, please, please, don't bust my balls.
All right.
All right, here we go.
It's also true... that I voted against Valley secession.
You nut. What is wrong with you? You've never broken a bone in your body. That
no,
is a lie?
That's a lie. Look at that pinky.
Oh, you busted that up.
Look
yeah,
that.
Wow. That's
pinky.
Tough.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Jason, right. Man. I feel like I screwed you over. You voted against secession?
I did.
Do you feel like that's a mistake?
Well, in this room, you know, I know that you would be opposed. But I did. I live in the Valley, and I thought maybe the Valley's not ready to be its own city. Oh. You know, we need our services. We need our medical services.
What
we need
nut.
Our paramedics.
Do you know where all of our tax money or a lot of our tax money's going?
No, I don't know.
Over the hill.
What I don't need is the lecture on Valley secession. So if you could spare me that.
We would have been like, have you ever driven down the 5 and you get into Orange County?
Yes.
And it opens up.
It's very beautiful.
New freeways. Streets are clean. Crime's down. People behave. They are their own city. L.A. doesn't work as a city.
Okay.
Everybody should secede.
I wrestled with even bringing this up because I know...
Oh, I'm outraged.
I know you'd be outraged, and I will never hear the end of this.
I am outraged.
But I did vote against Valley secession. I did.
You know the Beverly Hills schools are better. The Santa Monica schools are better. The San Fernando schools are better.
Tim, I don't care.
The Valencia schools, the Thousand Oaks schools, Malibu, everywhere outside of L.A. City, the schools are better.
I voted against it. Whatever.
Will you vote for it next time?
I don't think it's coming up again.
I think it will.
I think it's a dead issue.
You think so?
But next time it comes up,
look at it a little closer?
I will look at it much closer, and you and I will have an elongated conversation about it.
Oh, babu. All right.
I knew that would upset you. You think less of me, don't you?
No, I don't. I just think that you were, you know, you must have... not read the issue. All right, here we go, gang. It is It is two truths and one lie. Here we go. One of my best friend's dads wrote the song Killing Me Softly. Killing Me Softly with his song.
Wait, that's sung by Roberta Flack.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm a terrible line dancer. Number three, I felt so guilty that while the maids were at my house last week. Listen, well, I'm not done yet.
The maids, plural?
Yeah, I had I have a housekeeper that comes to the house now because my wife's 7 months pregnant. And she brings her daughter, a lovely daughter, in her 20s, and they buzz around the house for a very decent wage. And all right, here it is, number three. I felt so guilty that while the maids were at my house last week, I washed their car.
Yeah, it's definitely the lie. There is no way in the heat wave. I mean, in the heat wave last week, there is no way that you got out there.
Ben in Los Angeles.
This didn't happen.
Don't listen to this nut. All right, go ahead. What do you got as the lie?
I honestly believe that it's the maid one. There's no way. He's right. There's no way.
All right, here's a true statement.
Remember how hot it was last week?
I know. All right, here's a true statement. One of my best friend's dads wrote Killing Me Softly. That is absolutely true.
Really?
Yeah, it's written by Charles Fox, and co-wrote it with somebody. I don't know who else. But
they wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, Robbie. Well, he wrote the, I don't know. But we're,
music?
I think they wrote the music.
Uh-huh.
And one of my good friends, it's Rob Fox's dad. Here's another true statement. I felt so guilty that while the maids were at my house last week, I washed their car.
Come on.
That is a true statement. The false one is I'm a terrible line dancer. I don't know if I am or not because I've never line danced.
Come on. I love your show, though.
It is a true, true story.
You got out there.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, because this is outrageous. I actually don't believe it. I want to see the car.
My wife can confirm this. She thought it was nuts, too.
I got to get Jennifer on the phone.
But the housekeepers came by last week, and they do a terrific job. It's Maria here. You know.
Uh-huh.
And
must be nice, Tim. Must be nice.
It is.
Have that staff working for you.
Life is good.
I'm privileged to have the talent I have. I make a lot of money. I have housekeepers and landscapers. Do you feel like you can't get ahead? 5-2.
Oh, I'm not doing Dan's bit. Dan, I'm sorry. It's your bit.
No, take it. You're awesome.
Here's a story. I turned, they parked outside the house. They parked on the curb, right?
On the street.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a shuttle that brings them to the house.
No. Right, that's a long walk.
It's not bad. But I turned the sprinklers on, and I realized that their car got completely drenched with water. And there's hard water in the valley. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you get a water spot on your car, it dries up. It's going to crystallize, turn to white, and it'll never come off your car.
And that's why I voted against Valley Secession.
Because of the hard water?
I didn't think we were prepared to deal with that issue.
You thought we'd have softer water if we stayed with the city of L.A.?
That's what I thought.
No, that was wrong, sir. So their car got completely drenched, and I went out there with a towel and wiped down the entire car. And it was 107 or 108 degrees out.
Are you crazy?
That's a true story. I felt so bad that their car... I mean, you know, her car got wet. It would have been stained with these water spots. She would have been pissed, or maybe not. But I went out there and I dried the car, the whole car.
How?
It's an SUV, too. It's a big, like, Suburban or.
Jeez.
It's a big SUV.
I mean, to what extent were you perspiring at the end of this exhibition?
I was sweating pretty good, you know. But I figured it was my fault because I turned the sprinklers on. I didn't realize that the car was. I don't know. I have manual sprinklers. I don't have the ones that go on automatically.
But you turn those on?
Yeah, I turn them on. I get to put a little water on the lawn.
You got some estate over there?
Nah, I got like 12 square feet of lawn in front of me. All right, gang, we've got to take ourselves a small break here and then come back. There's a brand new movie out called The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Have you seen the billboards?
Yeah, the billboard's amazing.
I assume that guy on the billboard is the 40-year-old virgin.
It looks like it's going to be a funny movie.
I think so.
There's a lot of people involved with it. They're pretty funny.
Yep.
But we have a question for the audience regarding that particular movie. And you won't believe what it is.
5-2-0.
Now we got to come up with it in 10 minutes. All right, gang. It is Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.